Hi there. The word for today is on what it means to really love. In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4, Paul writes, "Love cares more for others than for self." Indeed, some of the greatest insights on what it means to love someone come from the pen of the Apostle Paul. In 1 Corinthians 13, sometimes it's referred to as the love chapter. Let me share some of it with you. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 3 through 8 in the Message, Paul writes, "No matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't force itself on others, and isn't always me first. Doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, doesn't revel when others grovel, takes pleasure in the flowering of truth, puts up with anything, trusts God always, always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end." And then Paul ends with these three words, "Love never dies." The King James Bible says, "Love never fails." Everything else does, but not love. Let me tell you a cute story. John had been married to Mary for about 50 years. One night in bed, she said to him, "When we were young, you used to hold my hand." A little irritated, he slowly reaches out his hand. "And when we were young, you used to snuggle up to me," Mary said, even more slowly. John's body creaks and turns, nestling against hers. "And when we were young, you used to nibble on my ear," she whispered. Abruptly, he throws back the covers, jumps out of bed. Bewildered, Mary asks, "Where are you going?" "To get my teeth," he grumbles. "Seriously, to nibble on an ear when you're full of romance and bubbling hormones is one thing, but to nibble on that same ear years later when it holds a hearing aid, when the scent in the air is vapor rub, and when you have to get up to get your teeth. That's what it means to really love." And that's the word for you today.